purport translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. Lord Sri Krishna is the Lord of all kind of trees and is independently supreme by achievement of all kinds of fortune. He is worshipped by the eternal maintainers of the creation, Shri Radha Gokula Nandaki. He is worshipped by the eternal maintainers of the creation who offer him the paraphernalia of worship by touching their millions of helmet to his feet. Purport by His Divine Grace. Lord Sri Krishna is so mild and merciful as described in the above verses, and yet He is the Lord of all kinds of trees. He is the Supreme Lord of three worlds, the three qualities, the material nature, the three Purushas, Karandakshay, Garbhodakshay and Shirodakshay Vishnu. There are innumerable universes, and in each and every universe there are different manifestations of Brahma, Vishnu, Rudra. Besides that, there is Sheshamurti who bears all the universes on his hoods. And Lord Krishna is the Lord of all of them. As the incarnation of Manu, He is the original source of all Manus in innumerable universes. Each universe has manifestations of 504,000 Manus. He is the Lord of three principal potencies, namely Chitta Shakti, Maya Shakti and Tathastra Shakti, and He is the complete master of six kinds of fortune: wealth, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge and renunciation. There is none who can excel Him in any matter of enjoyment, and certainly there is no one greater than Him. No one is equal to or greater than Him. It is the duty of everyone, whoever and wherever one may be, to surrender completely unto Him. It says, it is not wonderful, but I think it may mean, is it not wonderful, therefore, that all the transcendental controllers surrender to Him and make all offerings of worship? Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjala Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Gurum Shri Yutapad Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhvetam Sadhudutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Vitam Stamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastite Tapta Kanchange Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishibhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavicha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Dvaita Gadardar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this verse is leads on from Canto 3. The background, as we know, is Vidur and Uddhav. They are in conversation. And there is bewilderment. There is talk about bewildering acts of Krishna. There is talk about the magnanimity of Krishna in this. And in previous two verses, we've seen how Krishna's been so mild and merciful. It's described in the first line of this purport. And we heard yesterday from Mataji about how all the soldiers in the battlefield, when they had the darshan of the beautiful lotus feet of Krishna, that they were then were sort of liberated and were recipient of the mercy of the Krishna, even though they were in the opposite army and they were seeing Krishna as enemy, or Arjun as enemy, and yet because of Krishna and the devotees, like from the arrows of Arjun, you know, they, all these people, soldiers in the battlefield, were then given the ultimate, you know, benediction, or at least they were recipient of Lord Krishna's mercy, because they ended up getting liberated. Similarly, we saw that Shishupal, I think they spoke 2-3 days ago about Lord the Shishupal, how he was so envious and he had so much enmity with Lord Krishna, and yet they described that a spark was seen leaving his body and merging into Krishna's. So he then achieved oneness with the Lord by emerging into, like, oneness is not something that we all aspire for, because we want to remember that we are the Nitya Baddhas, but we are Jivirasa Rupoy Nitya Krishna Das. So we want to be the servant of the Lord. So we do not aspire for anything like that. But think about it, how lucky for someone who's always had enmity from Krishna. So those are the things they're talking about it. Previously in this verse, we've seen, in this few verses that's been read, we've seen how Lord Krishna, although he is the ultimate, we read in the verses here, this particular verse, that he is the supreme of the three worlds. And yet we hear the somebody who is so supreme is actually feeling that his parents, he wasn't able to look after. Why? Because he was made to leave Mathura in fear of his, of Kamsa. Now somebody who is supreme, somebody who is lord of all gunas, all purushas, all wealth, all opulences, why would he need to do that? So this is the talk they're having in the third canto, and this is the link to previous verses where they're feeling like Vidura is asking about Lord Krishna to Uddhav, who has been very consistent with his devotion from the very young age of childhood, and he's recalling how this magnificent personality is also sometimes showing the bewildering behavior, that somebody who is so supreme, why would he need to do that? And that's what this purport starts off from. Lord Sri Krishna is so mild and merciful as described in the above verses. And yet he is the Lord of three kinds. So this is a beautiful verse because it establishes about the supremacy of Lord Krishna over absolutely everything. You know, there's always, my background, how when I grew up, coming from a Punjabi family, normal Punjabi Hindu family, thinking Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh were the three ultimate, the lords who actually saw everything, maintained everything. Lord Vishnu was the ultimate. And we know, even Lord Vishnu here, they're saying, there is always this thing about, oh, Krishna first, or Lord Vishnu first, and Lord Vishnu is the maintainer, and he is this. So like here, it's telling us in the purport that three Purushas, Karandakshay Vishnu, Garbdakshay Vishnu, and Shirodakshay Vishnu, he is the three qualities of material nature, the three Purushas, he is still supreme. So we've heard very many verses which establishes his supremacy. We've all heard about this verse from Brahma Samhita, which is His Holiness Bhakti Charu Guru Maharaj's, he used to recite it so nicely and so often, and for all for the right reason, because again, it establishes, how does it go? Ishvara Param Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakaran Karanam. So this one we understand, he is the Ishwar. So here, even here, Vishnu is not. Then we know about that other verse, 1.3.28, I think. Eti Chamsha Kalapumsha Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam Indriyari Vyakulam Lokam Ridyanti Yuge Yuge. So here when it's saying Swayam, so some of the words that's been coming from this text, it says Swayam, himself. So this is the word that's mentioned in this particular two verses. You know, so we need to, and then there is also, it mentions here Swarajya. Now we know text 1 of Canto 1, verse 1. Yes? Who's going to tell me what that verse is and where is that word which is similar to Swara? It says Swarajya, meaning independent. Janmadiyasya nayad taratas charteshabhigya swarat tene brahma hidaya adikavaye. Muyanti yat suraya. So, swarat. Swarat means independent, you know. So, he does not need to depend on anyone. His coming into this world or in whichever universe that he is in, because he is self-manifested, it's not that he is dependent on any of these things. And there is also another verse in Brahma Samhita, which is 5.39, which goes as Rama di murti shukala niyamena tishthan nana vataram akarod bhuvineshu kintu Krishna swayam sambhavat paramat pumanyo govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. So like Lalita Mataji yesterday was saying, how we recite all these things, because we're reciting every single day, we're not probably paying as much attention to the words. But when you see, it says Swayam Sambhava. So he is actually manifested himself, and all his incarnation, as we know, they come into this world just so that, you know, so he doesn't actually directly liaise with this material world. So he's created Lord Shiva to deal with the material world. Yet, although he is the owner of these three main potencies, like it mentions here, the Tathasta Shakti, the Chitta Shakti, and, you know, they've mentioned those three Shaktis here. So potencies, Lord Krishna's energies, right? So it says, Chitta Shakti, Maya Shakti, and Tathasta Shakti. And then, not only that, we all know like how gunas play, and then we know guna avataras, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, and that there are six kinds of fortune. So not only is he owner or controller of absolutely everything that we've spoken about, but he's also complete master of six kinds of opulences or fortunes, wealth, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. So there is absolutely no one who can excel him in any field, as we know, because We've talked about how, he is the Trilokadhisha. So Trilokadhisha means three lokas. We know Swargalok, there is Mrityulok where we are, and then there is Patalok. We know there's 14 planetary systems, Earth in the middle, 6 on the top, and 7 at the bottom. So you think of anything, it's been pointed in this particular verse that he is the master, he is the supreme. Lord Krishna is the master of all the modes, of all the energies or potencies. He is the master of the three planetary system. He is the master of the three Purusha avatars. So, and then Guna avatars we mentioned. Then all six opulences that only Bhagavan, one who possesses, is called Bhagavan. So as far as we are concerned, and as far as everybody else is concerned, somebody who wants to read, it's there in the scriptures who the Supreme Person is, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's what's been stated in these things. And we know very well that here they're mentioning that he is worshipped by the eternal maintainers of the creation. So it says over there, Chiralokapale. So we read, Chiralokapale, by the eternal maintainers of the orders of creation. So Brahma, Lord Brahma is one of those. And guess what? You know, even Krishna is the master of even that. So eternal maintainers of the order of the creation, who's actually overseeing absolutely everything in this world. And we know in universes, various universes, and yet he is still the supreme of that. So later on in our verse, it mentions, it is the duty of everyone, however, and wherever one may be, to surrender completely unto him. So this is where we come in. This is what we need to learn from it. How we can learn is by surrendering completely unto him. And that's very easy said than done, isn't it? Easier said than done. Surrendering to surrendering, who can you surrender to? You know, all these previous yugas or previous history shows us there was a time when any king could go and defeat one particular region, and then they were automatically meant to, the kings were then meant to be, once they killed, or they had to surrender to live, right? So you can only surrender to one who is really supreme, who is the highest, right? Who is very merciful and magnanimous, as we've heard. So how do we go about doing that? Yeah. So just like Srila Prabhupada, just like Krishna has been so merciful to all these people who've been envious of him, like Shishupal, like people who are soldiers who are fighting. Similarly, we know in this mission of Srila Prabhupada, he was equally magnanimous. He left his comfort in Vrindavan, in his ripe old age, to go and do what? Invest to then, like Krishna was merciful, he was merciful in sharing his knowledge. He shared the Krishna name. He sat in front of, under the tree, with absolutely nothing but Krishna's name. So we know how in Shishtashkam it says, Nam namakari bahuda nij sarva shakti satra pita niyamita smarnena kalha itadrishitvam kripa bhagavan mamapi idarsham, sorry, nanuragaha. So even though you have invested all your potencies in your name, I am still so unfortunate that I do not have the development, or I do not develop the attachment to your Lord's name. But Srila Prabhupada just went in and just gave Harinam, Krishna Mahamantra under the tree. And what was the result? We all know. A revolution started. Everybody started chanting the name. So, in this particular regard, we can actually see how Krishna was so merciful and Srila Prabhupada's mood was so merciful. And his mission actually gives us all the practical things that we can do to actually try and surrender to Krishna. And when we do anything, we've heard in, I think 9.27, yat karoshi, yat ashnasi, yat juhosi, dadasi, yat konteya, mad arpanam. So, whatever we are doing, whatever we are eating, whatever we offer, whatever we give, we do that, then whatever austerities we do, tapasya, konteya, tat kurusha mad arpanam. So offer that to me. Who's me? It's Krishna speaking in Bhagavad Gita. So he's saying me with the capital M, right? So that's all we can do, you know, that we can actually think. If we don't have the clear picture as yet, we are very new into the movement. What can we do? Everything and anything that we're doing. So if we're hearing this class, let's offer it to Krishna. If I'm speaking in this class, let me offer this to Krishna. And we can actually take on in our... we know our acharyas have been so merciful that they have given us a clear path. So those of us who want to read these books, these are the jewels that everybody is distributing in this month of Gita Jayanti. Again, devotees are so merciful, just like Arjun was so merciful by leaving his arrows onto soldiers, and with which they actually, were liberated. Similarly, our devotees, they are so merciful. They go into different houses, different places, different marketplaces, and then talk about these books. And just to give you an example, years ago, Rajesh Krishna used to have a corner grocers and green grocers shop. And when I got married to him, they used to have exalted devotees coming to enlighten us. And so he gave us a book called Bhagavad Gita As It Is. And they also always said, you know, whenever you are in doubt, open any page of Bhagavad Gita. Who's heard this? Devotees often say that, right? That if you're in doubt, if you're distressed, if you're bewildered, if you want answer to any of your questions, guess what you can do? Here is book, which is called Bhagavad Gita As It Is. It's not a normal book, Bhagavad Gita As It Is. And Bhagavad Gita As It Is would answer all your queries. And coming from a Punjabi background, what did you think I wanted to find out? I was actually offended that what they're going on about Krishna, because when I was being raised, I knew about Sheravali Mata, I knew about Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. I worshipped to Lord Shiva so I can have a good husband, or I worshipped to Lord Shiva when I wanted, you know, which is something we shouldn't do, because our bhakti should be anya bilashita shunya. And I would say, like, oh, I've got my exam results coming up. I was doing degree in geology and zoology, botany in those days. And I wanted to pass with good marks. And then when I came to that age, I thought I need a good husband like Lord Shiva. And I did well. Like, I got best of the bunch, you know, from his thing. And he's very kind, like Lord Shiva. Really gets angry. But is that what bhakti is all about? It isn't. But what is bhakti all about? So these devotees gave me that book. And I thought, let me test Krishna. Someone who tests everyone, he doesn't know what I'm going to ask the question. And let's see what he says. All along, I wanted to test him to see, Krishna, you are not supreme. How are you going to tell me you're the supreme when I've grown up with the fact that it's Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh? And I used to work in banks those days, and we got lunch hour, so I went upstairs to have my break, and then I opened Bhagavad Gita. And I opened Bhagavad Gita, and guess what verse it came out to? 10.8. I had no idea. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. So I read up that Krishna is saying, I am the source of all spiritual and material emanation. And even then it didn't hone in on me like, I thought, oh my God, Krishna's caught me out. He didn't know what I was going to, and he's shown me this. So he's answered my question. So then I started reading, and we had a little unfortunate event, and Rajesh Krishna's dad passed away. And we had devotees, exalted devotees, coming to our house. And one of them was my godbrother, Krishna Priya Prabhu. And when I told him this, he goes, do you know that verse is actually part of Chaturshaloki? And that verse is, you know, the essence. And I was like, since then, that's my favorite verse. So you know how we don't think about it, but how Krishna answers all our queries, how Krishna makes arrangements. And this is all, like, whatever's happened to us in this country is all, again, thanks to Srila Prabhupada. It's his mood, his mission that everybody should be recipient of. They don't want anything from us when these people, I mean, initially they used to come to our shop because we thought maybe they wanted, you know, fruits, vegetables. But really, they don't. They want to give us something which is so priceless for our benefit. And we know Krishna saying in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.43, Krishna swadhamo pagate dharma jnanadhi bhi saha kalau nrishta drishta kalau nashta drisham esha purinarko dhunodhita. So just like when Lord Krishna has left this world, he has left us something which is puranarko, is like sunlight that we can gain from reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And we read all these verses, nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. So every single day when we're reading, we want to destroy all that is anarthas. So how do we go about incorporating all this knowledge that there is out there for us to learn, and then somehow we can become surrendered to Krishna? We know we have our acharyas. Now we know, Guru Maharaj said about, first of all, one needs to establish their relationship with Krishna. So we need to find that out. But then before we can do that, we all know Rishabhdev, Shri Radha Gokula Nand ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki, Gora Nitai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, we know about Sambandh Jnana, Abhideya, Prayojana. So we know for Sambandh Jnana, there is, for Abhideya, so for Sambandh Jnana, Rajesh Krishna, we talked about this yesterday when you were guiding me. Who is the Acharya who established the original relationship we should have with Supreme Personality of Godhead? Sanatan Goswami, right? And then we talked about Abhideya. We talked about the Acharya who is Rupa Goswami. What's he done? He is the Acharya, and he tells us how we can execute this devotional service. I'm sure we've all heard of Nectar of Devotion, and that was again Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami's book, which brought him into this. You know, he was able to find his guru through that. And in there is everything there in detail. And then our prayojana, or our goal, should be, again, there is Acharya who is known for this, is Sri Raghunath Das. And he tells us how there is a way to attain perfection of one's loving relationship with Krishna by trying with prayers and service, how we can get the ultimate bhava, prema goal of this life, you know. Srila Prabhupada is very, very kind. He has given us we know the indirect way is we are not this body. We are this soul. So if we were to actually do activities for soul automatically, slowly, slowly, we would invoke the dormant love of Krishna. However, Srila Prabhupada again is so kind that he has given us a direct way. He has said to us that we can actually just learn to do what we do today. We saw everyone was dancing. What we doing, like coming, having darshan. See what Krishna wants us to do. And then through that, Krishna will given Prabhupada's given us a direct way, because what would then Krishna do to us if we were to do, if we were to actually know that we just do what Krishna wants us to do by surrendering onto him first, then all these verses come in again in Chaturshaloki, and especially the one which is 11, and we can do 10th. Tesham satatam yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam mam upyantite dadami buddhi yogam tam. So Srila Prabhupada's given us direct way, that Krishna's going to show us the way. Do we need to worry? I don't know any scriptures. I don't know what way I can do this. I am only going to be putting those three things, body, mind, words, that we've learnt about, you know, by chanting and all these things, that Srila Prabhupada's given us a foolproof way that we can directly be shown by Lord Krishna, that to show us special mercy, he will then be dwelling in our heart by destroying the shining lamp of knowledge, the darkness born of ignorance. So our ignorance is slowly going to be taken off us. We've heard that in, again, 10.11, Tesham Ivanukam Partham. So all we need to do is just be sincere, follow Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada has given us this, if I can give you that analogy which confirms, and it states in there that Archvigra form. So we know of this post office. Everybody before Christmas wants to send letters, cards, or maybe these days more email, or what's their messages, I don't know. But there's some people who still, obviously, for all these presents to even go, they use the post box, right? Why do they use post box? Because that is authorized by government or post people, that whatever you send there is then going to be sent to whoever you want it sending to. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada has said to us very kindly, we have got the deity themselves in the form, Sachid Vigraha form, Archivigraha form here. So when we are actually doing anything, like Pujari Prabhu is doing puja, arti, when we come and engage our eyes in seeing and having beautiful darshan, when we hear the beautiful Maha Mantra being chanted, when we are dancing, when we are using our tongue to have prasad or speak Krishna's name, all of it is going to eventually take us to our goal. And this is what Srila Prabhupada has done for us by installing 108 temples. You know, like, think about it. What a generous, what a magnanimous soul, and how supreme his thought process was to give us this. Because these are the practical ways of engaging senses, and through that, automatically we will come to the conclusion. And then we also know that mind is not to be trusted. So that's the ultimate thing we will have to do. The advancement in spirituality comes from controlling the mind and senses and being detached. We've always heard about this. How do we do that? So in Canto 5, Chapter 6, in Rishabhdev's instructions, where he's showing exemplary ways in how we can do that. And there is, I think text 6 talks about how one needs to beat the mind. And beat the mind not just once, but beat the mind 100 times in the morning and 100 times in the evening. And who's going to tell me what they've said to Bhaktivedanta Saraswati, saying that beat the mind 100 times with what in the morning? The shoes, yes. And beat the mind 100 times with what in the evening? Broomstick. So why shoes then? And why broomstick? Why not any of the other paraphernalia? Any guesses? So in our Srimad Bhagavatam class, His Grace Param Karunanand Prabhu mentioned very beautifully that shoes, because all these acharyas, they're lotus feet. Yes? So from their lotus feet, what we want to learn, because they are all the great personalities, that we can take shelter of them. So we can get our mind to have shelter of all these great personalities by beating our mind. And then in the evening, 100 times we beating with broom. What does broom do? It cleans, it cleanses, sweeps. So just like that, we want the cleanliness of our heart coming out by following on with these three things. ABC, yeah? Association, chanting, yes? And books, hearing about the books. So, and then we can follow the directions of Acharya in that. If we left our mind all alone and gave it and made it Swarat, and just thinking, Swayam, I am the ego, you know, I am it, then we're not going to be going anywhere. So to conclude, we will need to know our sambandha and revive our dormant relationship with Krishna by following Srila Prabhupada's direct ways of just come here, just gel in kirtans, in aartis, in talking and hearing. And through that, Krishna's going to invoke our dormant love. And it's going to be cleansing at the same time. It's also going to be controlling our mind. It's also going to be following Shastru Shadhu and all these instructions that we're meant to do. And with that, we would then be able to surrender ourselves to the lotus feet of our beautiful Shishi Radha Gokulanandaji. And hopefully then be a recipient of His mercy. So I shall finish the lecture here. If anyone's got comments and any questions, we can take. And I can ask you for forgiveness beforehand in case I have not explained properly. Then that's my fault, not Srila Prabhupada's clear instructions in there. But if anybody's got comments and or anything to add, please feel free to. Yes, Prabhuji. And thank you so much for putting up with me as well.
Sure, Madhi, thank you for the class. My question is about, I know in general Hinduism, they have the conception of the avatars of Vishnu, that Krishna is one of the avatars. They have like eight avatars of Vishnu. I was wondering about how do we reconcile that? I'm not sure if you...
So you're saying that they have eight...
Yeah, talk about Vishnu, that Krishna emanates from Vishnu. And yeah, not sure how we understand that from a Krishna conscious perspective.
Okay, so how do we understand that? That how Lord Vishnu... I didn't quite understand your question, sorry.
Yes, is that to say, they say all these are, you know, Ram and all the others are all emanations from Vishnu.
Yes.
Rather than...
Okay. So, it's mentioned in our, there is analogy given, and I'm sure you probably all heard it before. It's about how one light lights everything. So one candle, which is the original candle of Krishna, is lighting all the other candles. So there isn't any difference. So that's the way to understand. There isn't any difference in any of those. Although guna-wise, there is like, you know, there is someone has got four or five gunas, like qualities less than, say, what Krishna has got. there is a number, isn't it? Like this, is it 56? And 64 quality days like that. So there is no difference apart from the fact that everything that has come out is from Krishna. And then Krishna has then empowered all the others depending on what their role is in this universe. And, you know, we've often heard here, they give us example of cabinet as well, right? Everyone has different roles. But it's not that they all become Krishna, they all become Supreme Personality of Godhead. But there is only one Prime Minister, or one Queen, or one President, but the roles are given differently. So when Lord Shiva needs to be, then when he wants to be acting and be, when he glances over Prakriti, so then Lord Shiva is there, and similarly Vishnu is. So it's not that we need to understand that we should be able to still respect absolutely everyone, because they're all higher than us. You know, sometimes I find that we think like, oh, because we know the best, we have the best knowledge. And yes, that is the fact that we do have best knowledge from Srila Prabhupada. But our attitude should not be, oh, because he's only into temporary things, Devi Devtas are giving him, we are higher, superior, and we got toffee nose, and we come across to people like, you are all rubbish, and I am the great because I am following, you know, Krishna consciousness. That's not how it should be. Knowledge is supposed to make you like a fruitful tree. It bends. So if we've got so much wealth from Krishna and Srila Prabhupada's books, that should make us humble. And then we should be able to explain to people who are thinking that it's coming from Vishnu Tattva, and you know, how Krishna is still supreme, because it tells us in our books. I don't know if I've answered that correctly, because I didn't think I understood your question very well. But if anybody else wants to add to that, please feel free to. Oh, do you think? Have you understood? Okay, sorry, Prabhu, what was that? Yep, sure.
So the key symptom of spiritual advancement is humility. If you don't have humility, you're not spiritually advanced.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
If you're proud, authoritarian, and you want to push people around, you're not Krishna conscious. And you should listen and pay attention to people who are tolerant of you and are doing their best to show you the way. Good example of this is Lord Jesus Christ, who came down to this point and said, just love everyone and just get on with each other. And they tortured him to death because they thought they knew better. So yeah, humility is the key. The spiritual master is always humble, always, always, always humble, to ridiculous lengths. They will put up with anything because they are totally supported and transcendentally fixed. So whatever happens in the material world doesn't really bother them at all because they're transcendental to it.
Yeah, totally. And we know from the example of Putana, you know, Lord Krishna accepts the least quality of a devotee, or like in this case, Putana was trying to kill Krishna. But because she was doing service as a mother by offering him to have milk, what did Krishna do? He gave that the highest benediction, giving doubt, you know, like benefit of doubt. He again was able to, you know, Krishna, Putana was also mercifully dealt with. So this is the thing. As devotees of Krishna, because we are not representing ourselves, we are representing Krishna, who is so merciful, Lord Chaitanya, who is magnanimous, who's given us this wealth. We are representing Srila Prabhupada. We are representing our Guru Maharaj. So we should be able to accept the least quality of a living entity or anyone who's outside, and yet give them the highest benefit. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. We shouldn't be proud. We should be humble that somebody's invested their time on us. And hence the reason why today, with their mercy, I'm able to, or we are able to be in this position to give books to someone else. Because I got that book once from a devotee. Anybody else? Mataji? Would you be kind enough to give the... Because I think the class finishes if somebody doesn't speak on that or can't be picked up online. So, thank you.
Just wanted to say thank you.
That's very kind. That's very kind words and good and motivating. But I know there's lots of room to be, lots to be desired in that sense, lots to be improved. But thank you very much for your kind word and encouragement. I appreciate that, and it's all Guru Maharaj's mercy. So any more questions, and or we finish the class? Because normally it's finished at 8:30 and it's already 8:34. Yeah? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai.